It's now a three-way race for Connecticut governor. As Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, business advocate Oz Griebel has made it onto the ballot as a petitioning candidate.
A recent Quinnipiac University poll showed that a large portion of registered voters hadn't heard of Griebel, who lives in Hartford. He says he's running a retail campaign to make himself known.
Clearly, the farther south in the state you go, that's definitely a challenge for us. But we've said from the outset that the way we will be known is through opportunities like this, talking to the media, continuing to build on the meetings that we've been having since last December in homes, at places of employment, at places of worship, Rotary clubs, and the like.
Griebel's framing himself as an independent candidate, even though he didn't get the endorsement of the state's independent party. That nod went to Republican Bob Stefanowski. Some conservatives have pointed out that Griebel could be a spoiler. Speaking on Connecticut Public Radio's Wheelhouse, Republican analyst Liz Karantowicz says he could be a problem for the GOP.
The last time we had an outside candidate sort of spoil an election in a big way was when Joe Lieberman ran with his own party and kept Ned Lamont from being a United States Senator. So, you know, maybe we'll see the same outcome this year.
Griebel takes issue with this idea.
How's the two-party system worked thus far? In the last 30 years. The spoilers have been the two-party systems and haven't been able to work together.
Griebel is a former Republican whose running mate, Monty Frank, is a former Democrat. Griebel ran unsuccessfully in the 2010 Republican primary for governor. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.